The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Today's account in John's Gospel, which of course is the threefold commissioning of Peter, is a remarkable passage. Frequently enough, people say, well, you know, the commissioning to Peter in the Gospel of Matthew, which of course not only establishes Peter as the highest teaching and juridical authority, and also Peter's successors as also being the highest teaching and juridical authority, is only in the Gospel of Matthew. Well, that's true enough. It is only in the Gospel of Matthew. It's not there in the Gospel of Luke or Mark or John in this particular sense. But is it just a single attestation? Not that that makes any difference. It's still scriptural writ. But it's a single attestation. But of course, in this particular Gospel passage we have today, we do have a second commissioning of Peter. That's, of course, you know, the typically Johannine approach to that same commissioning. But what's important here? Well, it's threefold. And there's three different themes that Jesus has interwoven into it. The first thing, of course, is Peter receives this commissioning and no one else, none of the other disciples. Jesus has called Peter away by himself and is talking to Peter alone. And he gives him this commissioning. And of course, what is the commissioning doing? It's doing two things. The first is an atonement for Peter's denials. So we see, right, that Jesus gives Peter the chance to declare his love, which in a certain sense is a kind of an absolute atonement for his denials previously during Jesus' trial before his passion. So the first thing we see is Jesus, when Peter declares again his love, right, his fidelity, his desire to follow the way of Jesus and to even give himself. Remember, the term love in the Gospel of John includes the dimension of self-sacrifice. There is no greater love that a man can have than to give his life for his friends. So his love that he's talking about here, yes, it is filled with affection. Yes, it is filled with trust. Yes, it is filled with a desire to serve, but it is also a pledge to give himself totally to it. And in that sense, then, a pledge of, you know, complete sacrifice, to the name and of Jesus and his kingdom. So when he pledges that love, notice immediately that Peter is given a commission by Jesus, which none of the other disciples have. It's not just to be the shepherd, it's to be the chief shepherd in place of Jesus. Jesus is the chief shepherd up until the time of his ascension. And now, of course, Peter is going to take the place as the chief shepherd, right? And Jesus is giving him this office through Peter's pledge of fidelity and self-sacrifice to Jesus in his love, which is at once an atonement for the denial, but secondly, the pledge that, you know, of, you know, his loyalty and self-sacrifice, so that Jesus can give him, impart on him this office of the chief shepherd in his own stead. And this is a really significant, you know, passage. You have to know, in a way, how to read this, both in Jesus and Johannine terms. There's no question about this, that Jesus pulling Peter aside by himself is, of course, a special commissioning. And the idea of my sheep, right? You know, I'm giving my sheep over to you. I'm giving my place as the shepherd over to you. And of course, when you do that three times, remember the number three, yes, it does mean three, one, two, three, but it also has that sense of ongoing prime number, a sort of an absolute number, a perfect kind of a number. So in other words, Peter declares his desire, his commitment three times. It's kind of like a perfect pledge to which Jesus responds three times to feed or tend his sheep as, of course, the chief shepherd. And so as this all unfolds, right, there's no question, you know, that when Peter receives the commission, and the other apostles know, right? They have the Holy Spirit too. They know that Peter has received the commission. Of course, we now see that this commission is extended. It resides first in Peter, but that it will be extended into the entire history of philosophy, the history of the church, precisely as the commissioning in Matthew suggests. And thank God for it, because if we did not have that special juridical and teaching authority vested in a single shepherd, the absolute arbiter of decisions within the church, we would have the fragmenting that we see, right? 30,000 denominations in 500 years just because of the Protestant church's separation from the papacy. And of course, instead we have what? A unity. Oh, yes, there's a lot of differences within the unity. Yes, there's a lot of infighting within the unity. Yes, there's a lot of politicking within the unity. But above all, it's the unity. And what have we been talking about in the priestly prayer of Christ before we skip over today to this commissioning? Unity. That all of them, that's all of us, the apostles, the disciples are going to follow, that they may be one, Heavenly Father, as you are in me and I am in you, that they may be one in us, and that our unity may extend to them. The absolute importance of the unity in order for the truth of the word to be preached and for the faithful to live according to that one holy Catholic apostolic truth in the church that Christ gave the truth to. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.